Welcome to Z Country, WTUZ, Eurexville, New Philadelphia. You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country, 99.9, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy, Nick McWilliams. Our stringers are starting to file in as well. Shannon Thomas in the house as well. We'll talk with Shannon coming up a little bit. And we'll also talk with a lot of area coaches as well as we start our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report.
Now time for the best postgame show in Tuscarawas County, courtesy of the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers.
Welcome into the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy, Nick McWilliams, of course, in our Hartzler's Quality Housing Studios. And guys, it's time to start our postgame report. Eric, please hit that scoreboard.
Will do. Thanks to the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency bringing you the 10 o'clock scoreboard all night long during our postgame show. Our game of the week, the Indian Valley Braves over the Manchester Panthers, 42-14. Zach Love, 22 totes, 228 yards, 3 touchdowns. Mason Love, 3 interceptions, one of which taken back to the crib for 6 points. Also, he had 3 catches for 109 yards. Ladies and gentlemen,
what a night.
Sandy Valley over Minerva, 41-24. Cameron Blair, 237 through the air, 121 on the ground, 5 total touchdowns. Ridgewood upends Riverview, 51-9. Also, New Philadelphia over Struthers, 37-8. Dover beats Canfield on the road, 33-28. Peyton Burris with 3 touchdown receptions. I know, Chris, you have numbers on Dover Tornadoes quarterback Aiden Hall, who played well tonight.
15-24, 376 yards and 5
good
touchdowns
grief
by the sophomore. What numbers?
76 yep and 5 TDs. Woodstown beats Strasburg. Here's the thing, the Tigers got off to a good start. A pick 6 from Bryce Stropke. After that, 45 unanswered from Woodstown, 52-20, the final score. The Claymont Mustangs were in a close one with Coshocton. The Redskins, though, edged this one out 36-28 as the Mustangs fall to 0-2. Tuskegee Valley also 0-2 as they lose to Fairless 34-21. TCC, they're now 1-1, 41-7 over Grove City Christian. Buckeye Trail loses tonight 20-7 to Buckeye Trail. The Warriors are 2-0, and Carrollton falls to 0-2. They lose to Coventry 27-7. And West Holmes losing by 1 on the scoreboard.
Man.
They lose some competitors in the locker room as well. 18-7, West Holmes, they fall to Tuslaw. And also, one more final for you. Conotton Valley falls to Malvern, 52-14. One game for you tomorrow. We'll have coverage for you. Joe Geckler and Travis McClellan will be in Bel Air as the Garraway Pirates kick off that one at 12:30 p.m. for Joe and Travis again tomorrow.
Absolutely, and we're going to welcome in our first coach tonight in the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report. And we welcome in on the bus ride back from Grove City, that's TCC head football coach Casey Cummings. Coach, congratulations, man, on your first win of the year, 41-7. You guys took out some frustration on Grove City tonight.
Yeah, we got off pretty early and made it hold up. We had a pretty decent game. It was a game we should have won, and we did. Sometimes those aren't the easiest ones to prepare for, and coming off a loss, so, you know, we were ready. We were ready to go.
And, Coach, it's Eric here. Judging by, I think, our count in here, Alex Price, 4 touchdown passes tonight. He was on target for your offense this evening.
Yeah, he had a great night. I haven't seen the stats at all. I was just about to pop up on him, and the phone rang, so I can't exactly tell you. I know Newsbaum had a big night as well, and a couple touchdown catches. I think that Ryan Dickman has scored, and I believe that Tobias Percy also had a touchdown run. But defensively, we played pretty well. You know, they really got a really, really good running back guy. This Watson Slager kid is really good. I think he ran for about 1,300 yards last year, and he's a great relaxed runner where he can start, and he's big kid, and so it was a little better. It was a little better performance from our defense. Our defense is young, so we're pretty happy.
Coach, last week, tough loss, like you mentioned, 28-14. What was the message to the team after that as you were going into this game against Grove City Christian?
Yeah, we just got right on to Grove City. I mean, that was a big game coming out week one. You never know how it's going to break. You know, I pretty much played it up as a playoff game, and it pretty much was. And, you know, the game was a 21-14 game, and we had our opportunities in the fourth quarter to tie it up. Didn't do it, but they're a good team. You know, maybe we made them a little better than what they really were, but I'm telling you, they're pretty good. The message for us is we must win. I told him right after that game, we put ourselves in a bit of a bind, put ourselves in a little bit of a hole, and you know, there's no gimmies anywhere on the schedule. So we went into this week with a must-win attitude.
Coach, talk to us about what you told your team after that big win here tonight, 41-7 over Grove City, as you get ready for Caldwell next week.
Yeah, we just told them to enjoy it. You know, we'll be off till Monday, and so that's good for them. It's a long trip back, so we ain't gonna get back, you know, probably till around 1 o'clock anyhow. So, you know, we won't be back in until Monday, and so they'll have a couple of days to enjoy it. But we're already discussing Caldwell, and we already brought them up in the huddle after the game. And you know, again, we put ourselves in a situation where that's another must win for us. And I know that I'm pretty sure they won tonight, I believe.
Hey, Coach, where are we watching the Browns game on Sunday?
I don't even know if I'm watching that game. I'll be taking in this film. Say, you guys get to kick back and relax, talk about it afterwards. So I don't even get a joy any of it. I'll be working all day Sunday. How's that sound?
Well, listen to us. We'll recap it for you. We got your back.
All right.
Well, Coach,
I'll listen to you in the morning.
There awesome. You go, Coach. Love it.
Well,
love
congratulations
it.
On the big win here tonight, Coach. We look forward to talking to you again soon, and get home safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, sir.
Yep, that's Casey Cummings joining us here on the bus ride back from Grove City as the TCC Saints knock off Grove City Christian 41-7. Nice rebound win, guys, coming off the mat for the Saints.
Yeah, they needed that offensively and for their psyche. Listen, it was a tough game last week for TCC. Those were two playoff teams going at it last week as they fell 28-14. Refresh me, who did TCC lose to again last week?
That was Lancaster Fisher Catholic.
Lancaster Fisher Catholic. Alex Price, 4 touchdown passes tonight. Didn't Nussbaum have a 95-yarder tonight?
Yeah, something like that. I know he had a couple touchdown receptions. Yeah. Definitely going to be in the running for hats off, him or Alex Price, one of the two.
Yeah, Ryan Dick also had a touchdown run and a touchdown reception, and Toby Grossi a touchdown run in that big TCC 41-7 victory tonight.
Yeah, it's been a big night for the high school football around the area. Some big wins, you know, a couple surprising wins, to be honest with you. And I'll talk about this game because I think we were all kind of worried for the Dover Tornadoes a little bit going up to Canfield. Heard about all the injuries before the game. Aiden Hall comes out and plays the game of his life. You know, 15 of 24, 376 yards, 5 touchdowns. Dover gets a big, big win on the road. They needed that. It doesn't get much easier for Dover after this week. They have Worcester, Akronese, Steubenville, so it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, I actually picked Canfield to win that football game with Dover with a young team, long road trip, their first kind of big road test of the season after not a real road test against Loren Park last week. And yeah, they needed every bit of those 376 and 5 touchdowns from Aiden Hall tonight. Peyton Burris came up big offensively for Dover tonight as well. Yeah, one of the marquee wins of the night, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's head down Route 36 into West Lafayette and talk with Ridgewood General Head Football Coach John Slusser. Coach, congratulations on your team improving to 2-0, a 51-9 win over Riverview. I know you were a little concerned coming into Riverview knowing how big and physical they were, and you had heard that they're a much improved team, but your team came out firing on all cylinders.
You know, we really did. It was nice because, you know, for the first time in a while, it was a big game. That's a credit to Riverview staff. You know, they've made them, you know, where you get geared up to play them. And we were excited to play tonight. It was a huge, huge crowd. And it was a good environment to play, and our kids responded well to it.
Coach, talk about, you know, the defensive play. I mean, you guys have really been getting after it on the defensive side of the football this season.
We played, you know, it's 2 weeks in a row we've come out defensively and really been good. I think they had negative yards after the first two or three series of the games. By the way, I meant to say negative, not negative. My coaches are making fun of me. They say I can't say that word, right?
You can say naked. We don't mind. Like a naked boot or something, you know?
Well, yeah. It's a rough stab if you miss a word or something. So anyhow, I'm getting away from them. We came out and did a really good job defensively. Put our offense in a good position. We jumped out early on at 15-0. To their credit, they came right back and put about a 70-yard drive together and got a field goal out of it. But then we were able to tack on two more before halftime, and, you know, it's 30-3 at half, and it's kind of the, you know, we emptied the benches a little bit in the second half.
Coach, you kind of led me right to my question. What do you say to your team at half when you're up 30-3? You kind of think things are in order there. How do you keep them motivated and on the right train of thought there as they have a big lead?
You're going to find this hard to believe, but tonight was one of my worst halftimes I've had in a while. I lost my mind, and I apologize for it to them. I didn't like the way we were playing with the enthusiasm and our effort. Here's the bad thing about us blowing out the last preview and the first game. Our kids haven't played very much football. And, if you're going to try to be a good sportman and get all your kids in and empty the bench, it cuts your kids' playing time. And we hadn't played, a whole half where we had to, really expel some energy. And I thought we lacked enthusiasm and lacked effort, especially on that drive for the field goal. And I wasn't happy with us at halftime as far as that goes defensively. Offensively, I thought we were pretty good. But, we knew we needed to play better. And we came out in the second half, and the first two series we played our ones, and they were really good defensively and played a little excitement. So I was happy to see us respond.
Coach, obviously your team, like you said, you've got to play a lot of players in the first couple of games, and next week really doesn't get much tougher. I mean, you get a Coshocton team that won tonight. They beat Claymont 36-28, and they were in a battle all night. Claymont gave them a game, and Indian Valley hammered Coshocton last week. So what do you expect from the Redskins in week three?
Well, I haven't seen them play at all yet. We don't have any tapes on them yet or anything like that, so I don't know a whole lot. I know somebody said they've been doing some spread and some wing tee, kind of what we saw tonight. But here's the thing I know. Coshocton, they always like to play Ridgewood. It's a county game. They get real excited about playing us. They always have. And I know they'll come up here and give us their best effort. So we'll have to be ready and respond, or, we'll be in trouble getting out of the gate.
Well, we'll give you the early scouting report, Coach, because Coshocton beat Claymont tonight 36-26. Cameron Johns had 3 touchdown runs and a lot of yards. So just stop that kid and you should be okay, Coach, all right?
You guys make it always sound so easy. Ever since that night we had the preview and you guys predicted us to win them all, I want you to know I've never slept really good at night since you guys have made that prediction that night. It's made for a lot of sleepless nights.
No, we didn't predict that. That's just the expectation that everybody has for you.
It still bothers me, but nonetheless, we're trying to win each one now. Next week we're going to try to beat Coshocton. That's going to be our goal. Ultimately we know that someday we're going to run into it. We're going to need to play 4 quarters, and we didn't do a good job of that tonight. So I'd like to see us get better at that and be ready to play. But all in all, it was a good night. We're healthy, and we had some fun, and we got a lot of people in again. That's always a good thing. And I will tell you this, it was a great crowd. I mean, one of the biggest crowds I've seen here. It was packed. I don't know if the reporter told you guys that or not, but it was packed. I mean, so it was a nice atmosphere.
Absolutely. Keep gearing them up for week number 7, Coach, because we're going to be there live and play-by-play between you and Garraway. So we're excited for week number 7 this year. We're going to take in a game in West Lafayette and come to the comfy confines of General Stadium.
I promise you this, we'll have to play 4 quarters that game. I promise you that.
Well, Coach, go enjoy this one. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Okay, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, that's John Slusser, Ridgewood Generals head football coach, joining us.
Classic.
As always. Class act, as always, and always fun talking to Coach Slusser. He may want to give Zach Gardner a call tonight and console him a little bit after Zach is going through some adversity.
Bombs
yeah, no, I'm just saying. I mean, I know they have a fun, friendly relationship,
and
they're very close, but Zach had a tough night, and I know he would love to hear from Coach Slusser to help him get through that tough night, 18-17 loss, but... congratulations to the Ridgewood Generals as they improve to 2-0. They get ready for Coshocton next week. And we're going to take a break, come back, and get to our next coach. You're listening to Big Z Sports postgame show presented by the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers on Z Country 99.9.
Don't touch that dial. The best coverage of high school sports will be right back. Now time for the best post-game show in Tuscarawas County, courtesy of the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McRoy, Nick McWilliams. Our stringers are starting to file in. Shannon Thomas and Travis McClellan are in the house as well. We're in our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers post-game report, and we're going to hit the scoreboard real quick. Thanks to Tuscarawas Insurance Agency,
no Eric McElroy. Doubt about it, Joe Geckler. Indian Valley over Manchester, 42-14. Also, Sandy Valley, they upended Minerva. It was close, though, 41-24. Sandy Valley had to score 20 unanswered to end up coming back and winning that football game. Ridgewood over Riverview, 51-9. We already spoke with, of course, head coach John Slusser tonight of the Ridgewood Generals. Also, New Philadelphia beat Struthers 37-8. If you're trying to tell me something, just tell it.
That's
I don't
right.
know
you're
what
good.
You're
all good.
Right. All right, Dover 33-28. It's too late. I don't understand. 33-28 over Canfield tonight. Aiden Hall, Dover QB, 376 yards and 5 touchdowns. Rootstown beat Strasburg 20-52, but Strasburg, they started off hot with a pick 6. They got up 6-0, 45 unanswered after that. And it was all over. Coshocton beat Claymont 36-28. Fairless over Tuskegee Valley 34-21. Another tight one for the Tuskegee Valley Trojans as they fall. TCC over Grove City Christian. We already spoke with head coach Casey Cummings about that 41-7 victory for the Saints. Buckeye Trail beat Newcomerstown 20-7. Carrollton falls to Coventry 27-7. West Holmes in a heartbreaker by 118-17, and Conotton Valley falls to Malvern 52-14.
And again, game tomorrow, Garraway and Bel Air. T-Mac and myself will be down in Bel Air covering that game for you. The game kickoff is at 12:30. Of course, Eric will be in Columbus covering the Buckeyes and Bearcats.
Woo-hoo.
That kickoff at 12 o'clock. Next game we're going to talk about, we're going to welcome in Matt Dennison, head football coach of the New Philadelphia Quakers. His team gets by Struthers tonight 37-8. Coach, congratulations on your team improving to 2-0 in the season, and your offense and defense, man, are just playing lights out.
Yeah, thanks. It was a great win for us tonight. We went in thinking they're a very quality football team. They're a physical team, and it was a test that we knew we were going to have to pass tonight if we wanted to get to our goals. And kids came out, and we played extremely well, and it wasn't as easy as last week. We had some bad things happen, and we overcame them, so that was good to see.
Coach, if you think about it, your defense should have probably pitched another shutout. The score that Struthers put on the board came on a fourth down play. They had a fourth and goal, but that fourth and goal was set up by one of those mistakes made by your special teams units tonight.
Yeah, we muffed a punt. We're up 9-0 and made a good stop at midfield. They pooch punted, and we had worked it all week, and we thought we told our returner, who is our free safety, to be aggressive with it because they didn't cover it real well. So we thought we could sneak some yardage in, and then it was a goofy punt, and he muffed it, and they recovered it to 4. And it took them four plays to get in, and our defense really fought real well that set, and really set the tone. Even though they scored, it set the tone for the rest of the night because this team runs the football as well as anyone. They're really big and physical up front and disciplined up front, and we were able to slow them down, which was really something to say for our defense.
Coach, last season Baron May was a little slow to get off to the start. You guys kind of struggled, and he has not struggled whatsoever this year. Just talk about his relationship and how well he's gelling with the wide receivers, especially Sam Zemus and Gent Joseph.
Yeah, last week it was Gent only had one catch for a touchdown, and Sam had like 9 catches, and tonight we flipped the switch, and Gent had 8 and Sam had 3, and Austin Cole really they tried to take their game plan was a little different than what we expected. They were a 3-4, and they went to a 4-man front the entire night to stop our run, and and John Chiaretti, they were really concerned about him. You could tell. And John ran the ball really hard and set up the outside stuff for Barron and the receivers to make some plays. They played a 2-over-2 with those two and played 3 to the tight end side. So it really opened those two up tonight. They did a real good job.
Hey, Coach, your defense, I know it's just been 2 weeks so far, but really looking like the Quakers' defense of a couple years ago. That's probably, in your eyes, what you love to see out there, your Quaker defense again, playing up to the capabilities that they were a couple years ago.
Absolutely. You know, we played very well up front tonight and in the last week, and that was good to see because this offensive line we faced tonight was good. And the fact that we stood up to them because they were all about 280, 290, and they could move. So, and they went a lot of double tights, and they tried to plus one you in the gap, and we had to get down and beat gaps down, and it really makes you simple. And our kids just had to be stout and not fancy, not tricky, just be tough and physical and fundamental, and did a good job.
Coach, as you prepare for week three against Marlington, another road trip for you, what'd you tell your team after the game?
I told them to enjoy this one tonight. We'll get on Marlington tomorrow. But again, it doesn't get any easier. You know, Marlington, I think they won tonight. I think they're sitting at 2-0 also. So that's a big test for us. They are going to throw the ball much more than the last two teams. So I think our secondary is going to be a lot more excited to play because they've had to just be a lot of run support the last 2 weeks. But provides a different challenge for us.
Yeah, Coach, you're correct. Marlington did win tonight 34-10. We have them as 1-1, though, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's right. They got beat at the end. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Poland beat them in the last minute.
Absolutely. Well, have a safe trip back home. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Yep, that's Matt Dennison joining us here on our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report as New Philadelphia knocks off Struthers tonight to improve to 2-0, 37-8. Big win for the Quakers. Barron May, 4 more touchdowns. What a great night for the senior quarterback.
2 rushing, 2 passing for him. It started off with a safety, New Philadelphia on top, 2-0. Then a Barron May to Gent Joseph touchdown pass made it 9-0. Then, of course, that muffed punt, which led to a Struthers touchdown, 2-point conversion, 9-8. Then after that, it was all New Philadelphia with 28 unanswered points, 4 straight touchdowns. Again, Barron May leading the way. John Chiaretti also had a touchdown run in there as well.
Another good night. Let's hit the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency scoreboard, and then we'll go to break. And Eric, if you'll do that for us.
Most certainly, Joe Geckler. Indian Valley over Manchester, 42-14. Zach Love, 228 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. Mason Love, he had 109 receiving yards, but also 3 interceptions, 1 taken back for a touchdown. Sandy Valley over Minerva, 41-24. Cam Blair had 5 total touchdowns tonight. Ridgewood, 51. Riverview, 9. You just heard head coach Matt Dennison of the New Philadelphia Quakers, as his team is now 2-0, 37-8 over Struthers. Dover, 33-28 over Canfield. Aiden Hall, the young QB, 376 through the air and 5 passing touchdowns. Strasburg fell to Rootstown, 52-20. Claymont lost to Coshocton, 36-28. The Mustangs are 0-2. Tuskegee Valley falls to Fairless. It was tight down the stretch. It was tied at 14, tied again at 21, then Fairless ran away with it in the end, 34-21. TCC, 41-7 over Grove City Christian. Alex Price, 4 touchdown passes. Newcomerstown falls to Buckeye Trail, 20-7. Coventry, they beat Carrollton. The Warriors fall to the Comets, 27-7. Heartbreaker for West Holmes. The Knights lose by 1 to Tuslaw, 18-17. And Conotton Valley loses to Malvern, 52-14.
And that is a look at our scoreboard, again brought to you by Tuscarawas Insurance Agency and Zach Motice. We appreciate that out of Zach and the guys over there at the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency. We're going to take a break, come back, and get our next coach. You're listening to Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report right here on Z Country 99.9.
You're listening to the best high school football coverage with Big Z Sports and 99.9 WTUZ. Now time for the best post-game show in Tuscarawas County, courtesy of the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers.
That is right. The big voice guy said it correctly. It is the best postgame show in the area. Thanks again to the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers sponsoring your postgame show all season long. What we're going to do now is get a look at our scoreboard update, courtesy, again, of the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency. Hit it for me, Kale.
This is Zach Motice with the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency, and this is your 10 o'clock scoreboard on Big Z Sports.
Joe Geckler.
It is our scoreboard. First score, our game of the week. Indian Valley improves to 2-0. They win 42-14 over Manchester. Sandy Valley improves to 2-0 as well, 41-24 over Minerva. Ridgewood hammers Riverview 51-9. Struthers, they fall to New Philadelphia 37-8. New Philadelphia now 2-0 on the season. Dover shocks the world and beats Canfield 33-28 as Aiden Hall with 376 yards and 5 touchdowns. We have Rootstown all over Strasburg 52-20. Claymont, they fall to Coshocton 36-28. Tuskegee Valley, they fall another tough one to Fairless 34-21. TCC over Grove City Christian 41-7. Newcomers Town, they fall to Buckeye Trail 20-7. Coventry all over Carrollton 27-7. And West Holmes loses a heartbreaker 18-17. And Malvern, they beat up on Conotton Valley 52-14. And of course, tomorrow, Garraway will be at Bel Air. Myself and Travis McClellan will be down there to cover that game for you on Big Z Sports. And we're going to welcome in our next coach. And his team improved to 2-0 on the season as they knock off Minerva 41-24. Brian Gable joins us here on the phone. Coach, congratulations on your team's big win on the season. Coach had a tough one there tonight. He had a team coming in very hungry to get that win. They haven't won in 41 games, and you guys were in a dogfight there for a little bit.
Oh, my gosh, were we ever. Credit to them, man. Those kids don't quit over there. They did a great job, and they ran the wing tee, and they ran it right at us. They were sound with it. It's tough to prepare for the wing tee. In a couple of days, and the look that we get on scouting is a heck of a lot different than what the look that we got tonight. But I tell you what, our guys though, we had some adversity. There was stuff going on and the beginning of the game that just trying to battle through. They went up on us, they scored on us, and our offense had to answer. And there's times where we we're getting our backs are against the wall a little bit, our guys are resilient though, and they were able to handle it, and we came out at halftime, and we were able to make a little bit of adjustments, and really just seal it for us, and but kudos to them, they definitely were sound, we were able to make some big plays, and that really was the difference in the game.
Hey, Coach, your team was down 24-21 late in the contest, and then you ripped off 20 straight points. But what are you saying to your team at that point in time when you're down 3 late in the game to a team you probably should be winning and maybe even dominating at that point in time? Did anything need to be said, or did you need to have a little rah-rah moment there?
Every coach would like to say, well, we came up with this thing and that thing and this thing and the other. But, sometimes it just takes, a little bit of motivating and a little bit of making our adjustments with it, but we just at the same time our guys we need to pick it up a little bit. I thought at times we were in the right place at the right time, and then there was times where we weren't. We just had some miscues, and then we had some a couple more penalties again tonight. There's a lot of things that we have to clean up. We're definitely not playing our best football right now. That is for sure. So we have to clean some things up.
Coach, at halftime, like Eric just alluded to, you guys were down there. Was that something that, you go into the locker room, you make the adjustments? I thought your team did a great job of making adjustments, you and your staff, and then coming out and Cam Blair, another outstanding game, by your junior quarterback.
Yeah, he kind of carried us a little bit. That was huge. He's not throwing it and running the football as well. But I tell you what, though, we had some guys that had picked up some serious yak, some guys yards after catch, just on simple plays. And we had some guys step up tonight, You know, I think he had a couple, not just one dominating receiver, you know, three different guys who were able to score. And then obviously him rushing as well. And also, you know, Obradovic at the end, being able to, you know, seal the deal and chew up some clock and run hard in the fourth quarter. That was a big difference for us.
It is, again, head coach Brian Gamble of the Sandy Valley Cardinals after a 41-24 victory over Minerva tonight. A player like Cameron Blair, only a junior on your team, coach, but certainly does not play like that. How is he forming into this leadership role for your team? Do the kids look at him like a leader on the team?
Well, I tell you what, here's the leader for you. He's a guy that threw a pick six tonight. We were in our own red zone. He threw a pick six. Minerva scores to go and take the lead. He comes off to the sideline. He says, "That's all me. Let's get the next play to score right now." You know, so I don't know how many juniors can handle that at that moment, but he's got a lot of quarters under his belt, and he's able to move on and forgive himself. And that's a big thing. That's a big growing moment. You know, when he made a critical error, and a kid had a pick six on him, and he came, but. Well, you know, a lot of high school kids, it's put up or shut up to him, and you know, he's able to seal it. He's able to seal it up a little bit, and you know, just step up and then drive us down to score on the next possession. So that to me was a huge play. This shows growth, you know, from his freshman year to sophomore year, you know, to now. You know, it's wild to think, you know, he's still a junior, but you feel like you've been calling his name for a while now. But, I mean, that's the growth of him on the field, you know, being a leader on the field. So, you know, that to me was a big moment. You know how is he going to respond to that? And he went down and, you know, he had a big game. So,
well, Coach, as you prepare for week number three at Tuskegee Valley, always a big rivalry game between you two. What do you expect from the Trojans?
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's 5 minutes from our school. It's a backyard rival. You know, they were close. I believe they were close tonight, and I haven't seen their film yet. But again, they play us tough. It's a tough game. It's a bloody knuckle game. It's a game that you know, they grew up. You know, we grew up in, you know, Sandy Valley and Tuskegee Valley. Grew up together playing ball together. You know, they all know each other. You know, it's. Again, it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a very tough atmosphere playing on the road there. So it's going to be, you know, one that we came out losers 2 years ago at their place. So you know, we have to get better. It doesn't matter who we put. We have to play better. You know, we have to clean up some of our mistakes. We have to clean up some of our penalties. We have to clean up some things. We got to play better football, and that's the number one thing that we're going to do is just play better football.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. Go get ready for Tuskegee Valley, and we look forward to talking to you again next Friday.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You guys do a great job. Thanks again. Go Cards.
Absolutely. That's Brian Gamble joining us here on our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report, and we appreciate him, as always, joining us to talk about the Cardinals. And we're going to join, we're going to have our next coach here in just a minute, but we're going to run down the scoreboard one more time, Eric, and then we'll have our final coach on for the night, the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency. Scoreboard again, Indian Valley, they knock off Manchester 42-14, Sandy Valley 41-24 over Minerva, Ridgewood 51-9 over Riverview, Struthers, they fall to New Philadelphia 37-8, Dover, they beat Canfield 33-30, Strasburg falls to Rootstown 52-20, Coshocton beats Claymont 36-28. Fairless and Tuskegee Valley. Fairless gets up their first win of the season 34-21. TCC, they beat Grove City Christian 41-7. Buckeye Trail beats Newcomberstown 20-7. Coventry all over Carrollton 27-7. West Holmes, they fall in a heartbreaker to Tuslaw 18-17. And Malvern, they beat Conotton Valley 52-14. Again, Garraway, they play tomorrow at 12:30 at Bel Air.
And now we welcome in our next coach into the program. He is the head man for the Indian Valley Braves, Matt Lancaster, and his Braves moved to 2-0 after an impressive home win tonight. Coach, the final home opener at Kelly Field, 42-14, the final score there tonight. Talk about the performance. Everyone's raving about it on social media and here in our HeartStores Quality Housing Studios about Mason Love tonight. Three interceptions, one taken back for a touchdown, three catches, 109 yards, one like a 70-something yarder, and also a touchdown.
Yeah, Mason had a great breakout night, you know, and we need that because we don't want to be a one-trick pony with, you know, just one or two guys that can hurt you. And with what Manchester was doing with packing everybody in the box and pretty much bringing the house, we needed him to step up. And he stepped up on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively with the play. So that was good to see. He didn't come out last year, you know, and we're glad to have him back out this year. And he's definitely contributed tonight.
Coach, another one of the players that I want to talk about, a first-timer under center, you know, at least for the starting job, is Ty Myers. And just talk about the kind of maturation that he has had over the last several months and now taking over the quarterback spot and kind of leading this team.
Yeah, Ty's coming in well. You know, he's a great kid and a really good leader. He didn't have a great first half tonight, you know, and he recognized that and saw some things he could have done differently. And knew that we needed to be able to pass the ball in order to soften their defense up a little bit because they were bringing everybody in the box and they were committed to shut down the run, and we had to be able to complete the passes. And second half, I mean, that was the difference in the game, is that we were able to complete those. So, you know, Ty's worked hard. He's been a good program kid. He's a great young man, and a good leader, and has us in the right plays and the right formations. And he did a good job tonight, especially in the second half.
Coach, you got Shannon here. Talk about your defense, especially your linebacker play tonight. Those guys stayed contained, and they was able to control Ethan Wright again tonight. For 3 years in a row, you know, you've held him under 100 yards, to where this kid has averaged 200 yards rushing on every team he's played, and in 3 years against Indian Valley, he hasn't even hit 200 combined.
And I'm telling you, I mean, the score is deceiving. It was a close game. You know, through the third quarter, still tied 14-14. I think at the end of the third, it was 28-14. Manchester, we love that game. They're a tough program, a tremendous coach that I respect the heck out of, and Jim France. I forget what the question was.
Oh, we were talking about Ethan Wright. He averaged 200 yards rushing on most teams.
Well, we take pride. You know, we take pride in that. You know, he's a tremendous player, and he's going on to Division I college football. And I don't know that we have a Division I college football player on our team, but with team football, you know, the last 3 years, our goal is to he does not reach 100 yards rushing, and we've been able to do that every year. He had 52 tonight. He had 43 last year. I think he had 70 the year before that, but. He's a great player, and I can't believe our defense was able to, you know, do what they did, because we're not supposed to be very good on defense this year. You know, we lost so many kids from last year, and we're supposed to be rebuilding, but these kids don't believe in that. They believe in each other and all the work they put in, and so I couldn't be proud of our defense and their performance tonight, especially in setting down a great player like Ethan Wright.
Yeah, Coach, if Ethan Wright ends up going to Duke, I think he's going to Duke. Coach was from the ACC, maybe contacting you in the future to decide how to game plan and stop that kid. Just so you
know. He's not going to be playing running back at that level. They'll use him differently, but.
Yeah, Coach, again, they have that D1 kid. All your running back did tonight, Zach Love, was tote the rock 22 times for 228 and three touchdowns. He's kind of the heart and soul of your team, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, Zach's been starting since sophomore year. You know, he's a great player, a great kid, and outstanding young man. And he just plays so hard. One of his runs tonight, I mean, he rolled over two defenders and then got back up and finished the run for like a 56-yard touchdown. I mean, he's a really good player. He's been behind Caden, you know, on the offensive side of the ball the last couple of years. Offensive line. Did a good job tonight and got things going really in the second half for him. But he ran hard, he ran physical, he took care of the football, you know, and I thought he had more carries than what he had, but I was surprised to see how many yards he had. But that was a great night for him, and I was glad to see we developed some other weapons around him with Ty and Mason and Trevor Myers, some of those guys offensively. But
really, the kudos goes to our defense because they played lights out tonight.
Coach, Big Z Sports has made a vow in our pregame show. We are not going to talk about last year's team anymore this season. We took to heart what you said last week. Is this team's tired of hearing about it? Well, guess what? We're not tired of talking about it, but we're going to respect that. We're not talking about anybody else but this year's team just for you guys.
No. You guys talking about it. Hey, we love those kids. I mean, they're like our own kids. They're family with us forever. But, this is this year's team. And I want you guys to continue talking about last year's kids. Talk about Kay Williams and the twins and all the kids that we lost, because that's been a fire. But we're not playing to prove anybody wrong anymore. We said we were going to do that week one. We were going to come out week one and play to prove people wrong, and then we were going to play for each other, play for the people who believed in us all along. And I'm proud of the way this group has come together. It's a good group. Every group's a different group, and they're just fun to coach. Our whole coaching staff loves them, and they love each other, and they're fun to coach.
You know, Coach, we do think we do love that team as well. We covered them a lot, and we're going to respect that, and we appreciate that, but we're going to love on this team because they deserve it. They've showed the last couple of weeks that, hey, you know what? They're a good football team too, and well coached by you and the staff. As you get ready for another road game next week, Indian Creek, what do you expect from them?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't know. I know they won tonight, and they're 2-0. My guy just got back to me, Coach Emlin, with their scout them, but we'll get film on tonight. It's a new opponent on the schedule. I don't know a whole lot about them. I have not seen any film at all, but I know they're pretty good, so we'll get ready to go. We'll reset the clocks and reset the goal. Our goal will be to go 1-0 this week, and our kids will get back to work tomorrow morning to achieve that goal.
Well, Coach, best of luck next week. Thanks, as always, for joining us. You're a class act, and we appreciate you.
We appreciate you guys, too. Thank you.
That's Matt Lancaster joining us here on the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report. And, again, Indian Valley knocks off Manchester 42-14. I did not realize that stat with them holding Ethan Wright under 200 yards the past 3 years combined.
Incredible.
Well, only and he averages 200 yards against everybody else.
Only the stringer with the championship belt would come with that kind of knowledge. And what else would you expect from Shannon Thomas?
Absolutely.
He's all night long.
He is all night long. That's why he has that nickname. And
he's got a t-shirt for Pete's sake.
He's the reigning, defending, undisputed stringer of the year, Shannon Thomas. And it's probably two times, maybe three times.
The champ is here.
But everybody loves Shannon. But no, all of our stringers do a great job, guys. And we're going to take one final break, come back, announce our player of the week, our hats off, and wrap this puppy up. You're listening to Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report on Z Country 99.9.
Don't touch that dial. The best coverage of high school sports will be right back. Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Why they call it God's country.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show, the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy, Nick McWilliams, Travis McClellan, Shannon Thomas, Rachel over in the production studio. Great job by everyone tonight, guys. We can't do this show without any of you. We appreciate everybody's hard work. Josh Lewis, of course, as well. Adam Sawesky, Nick Radabush out there covering games for us. This is a full production. This isn't three of us, four of us. This is eight or ten of us, and we can't do it without each and every one of you, so we appreciate that. And, of course, we appreciate it, all the coaches joining us each and every week, either pregame, postgame, whenever they can, and they make this show go as well. So, in all, of course, the listeners listening, posting, and, of course, nominating their players for Player of the Week.
Yeah, and everybody who's sending us stats, of course, Keith Thomas, Gary Smith helping us out with TCC tonight, Doug Worrell from Steubenville. Everybody who sends us stuff, we appreciate it.
And the coaches Joe mentioned that joined us tonight, Casey Cummings from TCC, John Slusser from Ridgewood, Matt Dennison from New Philadelphia, Brian Gamble from Sandy Valley, Matt Lancaster from Indian Valley, and you will hear this entire postgame show in the podcast section when we're all done. Joe, you ready for the final Tuscarawas Insurance Agency scoreboard of the evening?
Yes.
Myself and Nick McWilliams, rapid fire style. Indian Valley over Manchester tonight, 42-14. Zach Love, 228 on the ground with three touchdowns. Mason Love, an INT. Times three, one of them taken back for a touchdown. He also had three catches, 109 yards, and a touchdown.
Sandy Valley, 41, Minerva, 24 tonight. Quarterback Cam Blair accounting for 237 yards through the air, 121 on the ground, and five total touchdowns.
Ridgewood, 51, Riverview, 9, as the Generals are 2-0.
New Philadelphia, 37, Struthers, 8 tonight.
And also Dover, 33. Did someone just change that? 33-30. Used to have said 33-28 for the longest time. Now I think somebody just changed it. I think it was 33-28 the final. Aiden Hall, 376 through the air, and five touchdowns. The final was 30. All right, it just recently got changed. 33-30, Dover over Canfield tonight.
Rootstown takes care of Strasburg, 52-20 tonight as well.
Also, Claymont in a close one with Coshocton. The Redskins, though, edged it out over the Mustangs, the final 36-28.
Tuskegee Valley kept it close for most of the night against Fairless, but the Falcons pull away at the end, 34-21.
Yeah, you're right, Nick. It was 14 all, and then 21-21 all, and then 13 unanswered from the Fairless Falcons. TCC over Grove City Christian, 41-7. Alex Price had four touchdown passes.
Buckeye Trail tops Newcomerstown tonight, 22-7. A good game for the Trojans overall, but just couldn't get it done there in the end.
Yeah, definitely. Marked improvement, though, from the Trojans already in 2019, just through 2 weeks. Carrollton, they fall to Coventry. The Warriors are 0-2. The Comets, they are now 2-0, 27-7, the final score.
A heartbreaker here for the West Holmes Knights, as we've mentioned many times, falling 18-17 to Tuslaw. The Mustangs drove over 90 yards in the last 3 minutes to get the game-winning score. Really a tough one for Coach Zach Gardner.
Connaughton Valley falls to Malvern, 52-14. Also tomorrow, 12:30 kickoff. Garraway at Bel Air. And real quick, Nick, we'll do the same thing. The games outside of Z Country, in which we are highlighting throughout the night. Menor moves to 2-0 over St. Iggy. It's 38-31. That's Cleveland St. Ignatius, by the way, if you aren't hip.
Wadsworth topping Worcester, 22-17 tonight.
Marlington over Ken Roosevelt, 34-10. Also, I'll finish these out. Oroville, 54, Akron North, 7. Glen Oak falls hard to Maslin, 55-13. Tomorrow, McKinley, Akron, Buchdol. Gentlemen.
And we're going to wrap this up now and get into our Player of the Week and hats off real quick. Get into our hats off. Nick McWilliams, you're first up. Who is your hats off tonight, young man?
My hats off is Alex Price, quarterback from TCC. 345 total yards, four touchdowns. Did have one pick, but when you win that big, you can deal with that.
Christopher George Kale, your hats off award winner tonight, coming from your alma mater.
My hats off award winner, Aiden Hall from the Dover Tornadoes, 15, a 24, 376 yards and five touchdowns.
Listen, if you're in our game of the week and you rack up 228 rushing yards and have three touchdowns, and your name's Zach Love, you are getting a hats off award from yours truly.
And my hats off goes to the one and only Cam Blair from Sandy Valley. Five touchdowns, 237 yards passing, 121 yards on the ground. Cam Blair, hats off to you, big man. And our Big Z Sports, Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Player of the Week goes to the junior from Indian Valley, Mason Love. Three interceptions, including a pick six, 109 yards and a touchdown reception as well. First time in Big Z Sports history we've ever given it to a defensive dominated player.
What?
Mason Love is our Big Z Sports Player of the Week. Congratulations. I see what you did there to Mason Love. Again, got the most nominations again on Facebook as well. So we agree with the fans. Mason Love, our Week 2 Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Player of the Week. Congratulations to all the teams tonight, all the players, all the great performances out there. Again, big thanks to everybody involved with the Big Z Sports Show. Join us Wednesday night beginning at 6 o'clock. The Claymont Mustangs will be in the house for the Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Extra Points Show. We'll have them. We'll talk a little Mustangs football with head coach Eric Henry and his captains. Again, that's Wednesday starting at 6 o'clock until 7. Again, big thanks to everyone involved here tonight. We can't do it without you. For Chris Kale, Eric McElroy, Nick McWilliams, I'm Joe Geckler. We'll talk to you Wednesday night beginning at 6 o'clock right here on Z Country 99.9.
We're the bad news. We're the young guns. We're the ones that they told you to run from.
Yeah, the player's gonna play and a hater's gonna hate.
This has been a presentation of Big Z Sports. Tonight's show was brought to you by DAC Vitamins and Minerals, Hartzler's Quality Housing, Wood Electric, the Romig Agency, Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers, Lehigh Ensley Insurance, and the Tinwood Tavern. Stay up to date with Big Z Sports on Facebook, Twitter at @Big_Z Sports, and online at WTUZ.com. Join us again next week at 5 o'clock for the area's best high school coverage. Welcome to Z Country, WTUZ, Urecksville, New Philadelphia.